Welcome to the Negotiations Ninja podcast, where we develop and deliver the most engaging negotiation content and training in the world. We host negotiation experts, business people, and entrepreneurs, and discuss what works, what doesn't work, and how we can improve our negotiation skills. Hey, listeners, you've got Mark here. Thank you so much for joining me on the Negotiations Ninja podcast. I am absolutely thrilled to be able to present to you today Svetlana Kalitsyn. She is an amazing negotiation coach based out of Vienna. She works for the Negotiation Academy, which is run by a good friend of mine, Claudia Winkler. If you're in the Vienna area, in a German-speaking country especially, I would highly recommend looking up Claudia and her team at the Negotiation Academy. They do wonderful work, specifically around legal negotiations. So they're really focused on helping law teams to become better at negotiation. Not a lot of people doing what they do. They are all lawyers by trade, and they're doing a splendid and amazing job. And she's one of the leading women in the world at what she does. Highly recommend that you take notes on this one, because we get into a subject about how to control emotions in a negotiation. And as we've seen on a national stage recently in North America, we have leaders that cannot, for whatever reason, control their emotions. It's shocking, to say the least, but Claudia and Svetlana give us fantastic insight into how to be able to control your emotions in a negotiation. Many thanks to Svetlana for being on the show. I think you did a wonderful job. Enjoy this great podcast, everyone. Hi, Svetlana. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm really excited to have a conversation with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And for the listeners, just so that you know, we're going to have a massive conversation, great conversation about emotions and managing emotions during negotiation. It gets a little bit unwieldy at times. But before we get into the conversation, Svetlana, could you please tell the listeners who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. So my name is Svetlana, and I'm a trainer at Negotiation Academy, and I'm also a lawyer from Vienna, Austria. So in the last 10 years, I have been practicing law in leading law firms in Austria and outside of Austria, worked for large corporations. And then I realized that negotiation techniques are not taught at all, but they are expected of lawyers. So then I got a lot of training and education, and then decided to be a negotiation trainer. So this is more or less my calling.
Amazing. I'm super excited to get the conversation going. And I love Vienna, such a beautiful city. By the way, folks, if you are in Europe and you're looking for some fantastic negotiation training, I would highly recommend that you look up the Negotiation Academy, run by a good friend of mine, and I think you would absolutely love what they're doing. Svetlana has been working there for some time now, and she's just excellent at what we're about to talk about next, which is all about managing emotions. And we've seen Svetlana on a grand scale and grand stage recently. Some of our leaders, not your leaders, but certainly in North America, some of our leaders not being able to manage their emotions when it counts and manage their anger. And it's becoming fairly evident to a lot of people. And I know for you and I and people listening to this, it's becoming evident that emotions are a big part of negotiation, because naturally it's an emotional thing. You're dealing with people, but being able to manage your emotions is one of, if not the most critical and important things in a negotiation. When things start going sideways, when things start getting crazy, or when the other party starts getting upset, it becomes very, very important for people to be able to manage your emotions. And so we get into these types of situations where, you know, tempers may be flaring, frustration may be building, and the counterparty might be starting to speak over you and get upset and get angry. When we get into those kinds of situations, it's very easy for us to let our emotions get out of control and let our emotions take control of us. Why do you suppose that for most people in those types of situations, it's not the first thing that they think about to manage their emotions?
Oh, that's a very good question. And I think it addresses the core of the question because it's our default mode. As soon as we see someone being emotional, especially being angry at us, it's more or less like being back as a small child and the parent would actually want something from you. And it's a very basic situation. So if someone's angry, we usually by default answer by anger. So therefore, we are not really trained to control the anger.
Yeah. I've heard it said that it's almost like an evolutionary trait to a certain extent, because we've evolved into creatures that are basically ready for flight or fight. And in those kinds of situations, when someone's getting tense with us or frustrated and the fight begins, we default into those positions based on our evolution. And what ends up happening is the more ancient part of our brain starts kicking in and it starts working against us, like the amygdala starts working, and then the body starts releasing cortisol, and then that cortisol is the stress hormone, and that builds in our bodies. And it's almost like we have to fight against our natural evolution inside of that negotiation to be able to control ourselves enough and control our emotion enough to be able to manage through that emotional process. And that's what makes it so difficult for so many people.
Yeah, I agree absolutely with that. And also would like to add that usually we express our anger, then we usually just regret it. And
maybe we'll start off by just asking you, what's the first step? If we get into that kind of a situation where we feel our stress building, we feel our frustration building, we're going to potentially say something that we're going to regret and ruin the negotiation. Where do we go first? What's the first thing that we need to do?
Well, we are talking about anger that we experience ourselves. This is like the one part of what we can express and see in the negotiations. Because when we deal with anger, there are two ways and we need to separate it. It's our anger and the anger of the others. So if I feel angry, if you feel angry, then the best way to deal with that is actually to start and recognize it. So because sometimes we're just in this rage and this default mode. And we sometimes don't really know that we are like act angry and are already screaming and yelling at people. So, of course, asking yourself, what do you feel and how do you feel would be the best step, because maybe you feel upset or worried. And feeling anger is also default mode for if we feel something is in danger. So maybe there is something that we're protecting ourselves against it. Maybe there are some threats. So it's better to see what is out there and also recognize the emotion and also control the emotions. Because if you are angry, it's not a safe way to negotiate.
Yeah, I love what you said there. And I think what you said is quite profound. So I want to pause on one thing that you said. You said recognize what you feel and then recognize how you feel. And I think this is a very important point for people to think about. So many people label themselves versus labeling the emotion. And I find when people are in these kinds of situations, they say something like, I am angry versus I feel angry or I feel anger or the emotion that I'm feeling is anger. And so when they label themselves as anger and they say, I am angry, they're further embodying that emotion. Whereas if they label the emotion that they're feeling by saying, I feel angry or I'm feeling the emotion of angry, they're almost able to create enough of a disassociation with the feeling itself to be able to deal with that emotion. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree absolutely. And I also would like to say that it proves your understanding of negotiation pretty well. Because obviously we are all people, we all have emotions and sometimes we don't have like the good day or sometimes we're just in a specific mood. And just to know how you feel is already a power. And therefore it's like the emotional intelligence that would be great that everyone would have bring to a negotiation table. Because as long as you know how you feel, as long as you know yourself, you are able to bring the results and you are able to act upon other situations. So of course, I'm like back to basics. It's all about yourself. And yes, we can influence ourselves. It's like you said, if I am angry, then I'm obviously angry. But if I say I feel angry, this is like I put it a little bit outside and this is the emotion that I distract from my body, from my persona, and actually can look at it. So it would be a very good way to start dealing with that. Just saying, I'm not angry right now, but I feel angry.
Yeah, wonderful. I totally agree with you. Hey, listeners, I want to tell you about another company that I run called Content Callout. It is a thought leadership brand marketing company. Now, what does that mean? It means that we take you as an executive or entrepreneur, a leader of a small or medium-sized business, and we turn you into a thought leader online. We take your personal brand and we amp it up to 11. So that you can lead with confidence, knowing that people will recognize you, recognize your brand, and recognize your business because of the thought leadership approach that you've taken on social media through content creation and content distribution, as well as engaging with all of your following online. How do you get involved in this? Easy, easy, easy. Just go to contentcallout.com/get-started, and you will see there three different options that will allow you to take your thought leadership brand for yourself and for your business to the next level. We are super excited to talk to you about this. We've seen some massive growth with the businesses that we've been working with. Very, very exciting time for us. Look at that. We appreciate it. Now back to your show. You know, when this happens and you're starting to eventually be able to disassociate yourself with the emotion, to be able to deal with that emotion, now you're in a position where you can start to deal with your own emotion. But there's really two parts to this equation. The counterparty is also getting angry during this circumstance, and they're probably getting their temper raised. They're frustrated. How do we deal with that? I've heard it said that the worst thing that you could do in that kind of a situation is tell the other party to calm down. I don't think that anyone in the history of mankind has ever calmed down after being told to calm down. So yeah, when the other party's getting angry with us, what do we do?
Yeah, never saw a person calming down by saying that. I also don't use it. Well, first thing is actually just let them release their anger. Let them talk, let the steam off, and actually just not react. Just let it go. Because very important thing, anger is very short emotion and it is exhausting. So if you see an angry person, it's just better to put yourself on hold, let them talk, have their own way. Because, you know, maybe they are not angry at yourself. Maybe they're just angry at the situation, or maybe they are particularly sensitive to a specific topic, or something has happened. So it usually is not about the negotiation partner. It's usually about ourselves.
Yeah. It's sometimes, though, very tempting to jump into the conversation. And even when we think that they've, you know, finished talking about their anger, or they've finished getting angry, they've worn themselves down. Oftentimes, I feel like this is where most people make the mistake of jumping right back into the argument and riling things back up again. When I think it actually might be more prudent for ourselves to ask the counterparty whether that's all, right? Like, to find out, is there more that you need to talk about? Is there more that you need to say? And actually encourage them to vent through that process, because maybe there's some things that are going unsaid during that process. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I like also to address the issue directly and also ask them the questions until they have spoken the last word. But before I do that, usually, maybe that's my opinion, but I usually like to take a break because all those emotions, and there is something between two people, like an elephant in the room, and then everyone can see and feel it and sense it. So it's actually, I had better experience when I just asked for a break or used the bathroom, or even of standing up and opening the door or the window to get some fresh air, or actually offer the others another cup of coffee or something, will actually bring the emotions out and change the situation a little bit. So taking a break would be the first step that I would say. And after that, of course, addressing the issue and actually ask the questions, because yes, they obviously have got to say something. And if you're in a good negotiator, then you really need to know what it is.
Yeah, you got to break that cycle of escalation. There's so many people that I speak to these days that are super concerned about escalating the anger within the room. And it's challenging sometimes, I think, to be able to deal with that, because we've got these ability to mirror, or the technical term for those listening is called isopraxism. Basically, it's your body's natural response to mirror what the other party is doing. So if someone's getting angry, your body's natural response is to mirror that person's body language or to mirror their behavior. And what ends up happening is you create this cycle of anger that starts. And so what Svetlana so accurately is saying here is, look, we got to break that cycle. We got to find a way to get out of this cycle of anger, take that break that we need, separate what we're doing to be able to break that cycle. And that's why it's so important to be able to control your emotions, because when you get into these kinds of situations, it's very easy to, you know, lose control of the situation. But that's why it's so critical to be able to take that break. Now, a lot of the questions, Svetlana, that I get on this topic specifically about taking a break are around respect. Is there a risk by taking a break that the counterparty will lose respect for you? Or is there a risk that they'll get even more angry? Or is there a risk to taking a break?
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. I know this kind of questions, and I often get asked them by students. And yes, they are usually concerned about appearing not professionally, appearing not prepared or something. But on the other side, it really is a signal of control in a negotiation, and also a signal of being, I am cool, you're cool too, but let's take a break. This is the signal of power, if you want to put it this way. Because of course, we can decide whether we want to be in the room or not. We can decide who we want to negotiate with most of the time. And of course, if you are in this cycle, like you said it beautifully, this escalating cycle, then the default mode again is actually just staying there and talking, screaming, whatever that is. But if you take yourself out, that's the beautiful move and the very clever one to say, okay, I need a break. And no matter how long it is, sometimes you just reschedule and sometimes you just, go get a cup of coffee and then you have completely different thoughts.
Yeah. I love that. What happens after we've cooled down? After we've cooled down, we've gone through the process, everyone's sort of addressed their anger, and we're coming back now to keep the conversation going. We've still got to deal with the issue. So how do we go from there? Where do we go from there to deal with the actual issue?
Well, it's addressing the issue directly. So it's, if you imagine that there's been some negative emotions, they have let the steam off, you have taken a short break, you have came back to the same room, and now you're negotiating again. So you're starting all over again by asking them questions. And I would very much like to tell them that I feel that they are getting angry. So it's like, I'm talking about myself and my own perspective, my own experience of them. And obviously I don't get something. So I just ask them to help me to understand them. And then the most important thing is just to listen and not to answer. So it's very, very important to stay put. And like you said, is that all? Ask those questions. Always ask until they get to say their last word.
Something you said there was really important, and I think we need to dwell on it. You said, say that I feel versus you are. Why would we say I feel like this is happening versus you are this thing?
Very easy, because I language is less aggressive and perceived less aggressive to the others. Because if I talk about my emotions, if I talk about my persona, then I'm not aggressive and attacking the others.
Mm. Listeners, this is so important, what Svetlana just said. Instead of being accusatory and saying something like, you're getting angry, we should probably take the you out of that and start with I statements to say, I feel as though this situation might be creating anger. And so what ends up happening is you're now not accusing the other person of not being able to manage their emotions. You're actually taking them away from the situation to say, look, the situation's obviously creating a point where you and I are getting angry, we're getting frustrated, and that's okay. We just have to be able to work through that to be able to get to a solution. Now, when that happens and everyone's calmed down, everyone said their piece, you've got to come back and actually deal with the situation. What was the point where that person got angry? Where did we leave off, essentially, when the emotions got out of control? We've got to resume the conversation, get back to the issue, and ask open-ended questions to be able to deal with the still remaining issues. And we need to understand where that person is getting angry. So now we've got to talk to the issue and not to the anger. We've dealt with the anger. So we need to know, okay, help me to understand why this point might be making you angry, or help me to understand why this point might be causing frustration. Help me to understand why this is so critical to you and why there is a lot of emotion behind this. And when we do that, we're creating a situation where now we can actually talk through it and we can listen very carefully and wait until they've been able to deal with it. And when we get an understanding of why something is so critical, now we can start to understand the emotion behind it. You know, maybe it's an area in their negotiation where they've never been challenged before. Maybe this is holy ground for them and their organization is a very steadfast, you know, die on the hill clause that you're not allowed to touch and that no one really touches. And therefore, by challenging it, they get angry, or maybe they've experienced a slight in the past and they're carrying baggage with them. I mean, there's so many reasons why someone might lose control of their emotions, but you really need to understand why, because until you understand why, you really can't deal with the concern going forward. And then once you can understand why, then you can actually deal with a concern. You can start mitigating risk around it. You can start building additional clauses. You can maybe carve out some of the stuff that really makes them frustrated or causes concern for them. But only once you understand why can you actually do that. And I think that's critical. So I just want to recap, Svetlana, with the listeners before we close off here. And I was taking extensive notes of what you said. First things first, recognize your emotions. That's number one. Then number two, let them release their anger, right? Let them vent. Let them go wild. Third thing that you said was take a break, which was outstanding. I totally agree with you. Fourth thing there, address the issue directly. Once we've taken a break, we've controlled our emotions, we've actually got to address the issue. We've got to understand why so that we can address the concern or the issue. Svetlana, before we close off, is there anything that you want to share with the listeners to help them to understand this in general and any last piece of advice that you'd like to leave with the listeners today?
Maybe resuming that anger, obviously, is possible in negotiations. It is not that special that people get angry. It's easy to create and trigger the anger. But to understand that emotion is distracting. So every single time you feel or sense something about anger, just take a step back and try to de-escalate the situation as much as you can. You don't need to say, I'm sorry all the time. You don't need to be apologetic, but it's very, very important thing to understand is actually try to not answer the fire by the fire.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Fantastic insight. Svetlana, if people want to follow you online, how do they go and do that?
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn under Svetlana Kalitsun or go on the website www.nacademy.com.
Awesome. For the listeners, just so that you know, I will link out to all of those resources in the show notes. Highly recommend that if you're in Europe, especially if you're in any kind of German-speaking country, look up the Negotiation Academy. Svetlana is a trainer there. Claudia Winkler, who runs the organization, is a friend of mine. Give her a shout out on LinkedIn as well. Svetlana, thank you so much for being here today. I greatly appreciate your wisdom and your insight.
Thank you very much for talking. It's been my pleasure too.
Hey friends, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with friends and colleagues so that they can benefit from it as well. If you find Negotiations Ninja Podcast worthy, please go on to iTunes and give us a cool rating with a nice review. We certainly appreciate every single one that we get because it helps us to understand who is listening, how they're listening, and what it is they like. If there's something that you would like me to discuss around negotiation, influence, or persuasion, give me a shout. You know how to reach me on social media, or you can get me on my website, which is www.negotiations.ninja.